This is a poem recorded specially for four men in Mayo at the moment. Four photographers who have worked hard during the day in order to create something of value for other people. And this is a poem about Mayo written in the 19th century by a man called George Fox, about whom very little is known. And the poem is called The County of Mayo. On the deck of Patrick Lynch's boat, I sat in woeful plight. Through my sighing all the weary day and weeping all the night. Were it not that full of sorrow from my people forth I go, by the blessed sun, 'tis royally I'd sing thy praise, Mayo. When I dwelt at home in plenty, and my gold did much abound, in the company of fair young maids the Spanish ale went round. 'Tis a bitter change from those gay days, that now I'm forced to go, and must leave my bones in Santa Cruz, far from my own Mayo. They are altered girls in Irl now, 'tis proud they've grown and high, with their hair bags and their top knots, for I pass their buckles by. But it's little now I heed their airs, for God will have it so, that I must depart for foreign lands and leave my sweet Mayo. 'Tis my grief that Patrick Loughlin is not Earl in Irl still, and that Brian Duff no longer rules as Lord upon the hill, and that Colonel Hugh McGrady should be lying dead and low, and I sailing swiftly from the county of Mayo. That's it, guys, and everybody else who's listened to it. The poignancy of the poem is enormous, isn't it? I mean, in the context of 2012 in Ireland and people queuing up to find out how they can most easily travel to Australia and other parts of the world, a poem written in the 19th century, the County of Mayo, speaks to us all, I think. There you are. Bye.